I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Hello, ladies, and welcome to Ragtime. Check your calendars, because guess what? I'm not on it. How about you? Hello.
8 days.
Oh, look at you, 8 days. Are you feeling angry?
No, I'm always angry.
No, that's true, you are. You actually are always angry. Although, after Pride, you were not.
No. That Ragtime was too happy.
I think this is a combination of month 7 and month 8. Due to a family emergency for me, I couldn't record anything, so we'll just combine the two.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Because I think we have more than enough stuff to bitch about. I mean, Trump's still president. And he's tweeting.
And he's here.
He's tweeting. Oh, my God. He can't even fucking vacation right.
Yeah, and why here? Like, I didn't even know that existed until he keeps coming.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, he's in Bedminster, New Jersey for 17 fucking days.
But it's like
the guy who said that Obama golfed too much. Every weekend he golfs, now he's taking a 17-day golf vacation.
It's one of those things where it's like, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
I hate that mentality. It's like, if you want to lead, be a leader. This is why, for the most part, I don't like policemen.
Yeah.
Because you say not to tailgate, you tailgate people, you know, on the road. You pull people over, they don't use their blinkers. What are you doing? You're weaving in and out of traffic. You know, you're supposed to go to the speed limit, and you enforce the speed limit on other people, but yet you don't do the speed limit. Like, if you want to be a leader, like, no one is above the law. Lead. Like, that's my problem.
You should start pulling over police officers.
Oh my god, I would love to. I would love to do citizens arrest.
You're like, well, this is the fifth time I've been tased this month.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna prove a point, goddammit.
Speaking of cars and Trump, they've come up with a very creative way, though, in Bedminster to protest him.
Oh yeah? What's that?
So apparently, wherever it is, it must be like a private road or a small road, almost like a cul-de-sac type turn.
Oh, okay.
So you're not allowed to protest there because it would cause
disruptions to the other people that live there?
I guess it'd just be dangerous for the people protesting. Used road. So they have a free speech area, which is down the block at a library.
Okay.
So you're not really that close. You're not earshot of anyone hearing your message there. So people are like, what can we do? Like, some people came up with, like, an idea of, like, releasing orange balloons, and then they were like, no, that's bad for the environment.
Right.
And then they were talking about spray painting something on the road, but then you have to pay a fine and all this other stuff. So they came up with the fact that they found out you're still allowed to drive around the road and up as long as you keep moving and don't stop.
Okay.
It's not illegal. So it's almost like a motorcade of protest where shouting and do it just constantly in a total circle coming up it, down it, up it, down it.
Oh my.
So I hope that happens all 17 days.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You know,
I think I want to go join that motorcade.
I would love it.
I think we should.
All right.
Let's
go right now.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Bye.
Forget your mom's birthday.
Fuck her. And I'm allowed to say that because, you know, it's taken a long time for my parents to call Pauline my wife.
Yeah.
Oh! So I was down there.
There's a bitch fest.
Here it comes.
Heather's parents.
My parents. Oh, my parents are born again Christians. So that should tell you a lot about them.
Yeah.
And
your life.
Right, exactly.
Now, I wonder when do they become born again Christians? Were you in the house still?
I was. But I feel like they didn't get really, really born again crazy until I came out and I graduated college and I moved.
Okay.
But maybe it's
now, what does that exactly mean? Like, I always just think it's someone who's, like, completely nuts, but I'm sure there's more beyond that. Like, what born again means, like, is it just a sect of religion or you've decided that you're putting your whole past behind you? And it's almost like you're...
I think for some people...
Dedicating your life to Christ.
It is like... You're dedicating your life to Christ.
Okay.
Like, your life is Christ, and you follow the Bible, and that is it. And then, you know, if that's... They threw that shit at me, and I said, well, you eat shrimp and lobster, and in the,
that's part of the non...
Old Testament, it says, like, you shall not eat shellfish.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, oh, well, the New Testament washes away the Old Testament. Okay, that makes no sense, but...
Now, after you're done, we should totally segue this into the fishing line around New York City.
Yes, we totally should. Totally sure. So, I came across a book that says, Homosexuality and Christianity, the new rules or insights regarding it. I'm like, this is very interesting. Why? And this happened to fall because I moved a table, and I wouldn't have noticed it otherwise, but it fell off this huge pile.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is this?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even want to open it, because I didn't want to get mad.
Okay.
And so I can't really speak on it, and so I don't know if they're trying to come either to more grips with it and acceptance of it.
Okay.
Or it's one of those things where they're boning up because they're going to ambush it.
Yeah, one of the two.
Exactly.
You should give them the book Sarah has where it says it's about basically what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, which is pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what, you know, I really feel like religion has ruined this entire world.
I agree.
You know, and I mean, we can get into, like, a whole other discussion, but basically, I guess, like, my one gripe is just being down at my parents due to a family emergency and, you know, just dealing with, just coming across that bullshit, and it's just like, guys, come on, can't you just be cool? Like, you know, I know growing up, because I was an only child, that I knew I was different, but I didn't know exactly what that meant.
Yeah.
And if I confided in my mother... saying, like, I think I might like girls.
She would probably put you on one of those religious things.
Yes, conversion therapy all the way. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
They would have put me in therapy in church.
Uh-huh.
And probably, you know, had therapy with, like, the head pastor, who was a fucking creepy-ass dude.
Yeah, probably
would have.
Yeah,
exactly. He would have probably, like, touched me inappropriately. Like, I'm gonna make you straight.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? God knows. Like, right. Yeah. I mean, because he creeps me out to no end. And I've seen him from, like, time to time.
Yeah.
Like, after coming out to my parents, it's just like, and my parents like went to him because they needed guidance on how to deal with me.
Like,
how'd you fucking deal with me?
You're like how you did before.
I'm the same person.
Yeah.
Like, get over yourselves.
You know.
But it's just like, you're gonna go to hell. But then, you know, the whole, like, in the beginning, it's like, you know, hate the sin, love the sinner. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, that's even
just
more annoying.
I hate that saying. Just get out of here. But what's weird is, like, we first started going to a Baptist church. And then when they found this church, it's, I guess it was called an interdenominational, where any, I guess, sect,
almost like Unitarian, or just Christian.
It's Christian.
Just Christian, but so, like, any denomination of Christianity.
Right, like, if you were Catholic, Protestant,
got it.
Baptist, Methodist, whatever else sect you want to call it. I don't know either, but it's just like, okay, anybody could go to that.
Okay.
So I guess that's kind of like how they came across with the born again.
Okay.
Bullshit.
All right.
I was like, okay, whatever. But anyway, I'm done bitching about my parents.
Well, yeah. Well, let's talk about religion. We were okay. That article. Right. So we read this article about, is it Hasidic Jews or just Orthodox or both?
Hasidic.
Okay. Apparently, you know, if you can find a loophole to your scripture, go for it. Is in their mindset.
I guess
so, like,
right.
Yeah, like, they have some sort of rule where, like, on the Sabbath, you can't carry anything from, one, a private space to a public space, or vice versa.
So if you have children, and you want to move them, you cannot carry them and or use a stroller to
transport
them. Yeah,
it's basically, like, no, you're not supposed to do any labor on the Sabbath. You're supposed to just devote that time to, you know,
I think you're
rest and
God. Right.
So, like, even keys to your home, you can't lock your home, take your keys, your wallet, you can't carry anything.
Right.
So, they came up with some weird thing where if, like, the space is enclosed by a thin line of any kind, now you've made everything open space or enclosed, basically. So, like, they have, so basically, in neighborhoods in New York, there's, like, a fishing line that goes around buildings.
Right.
That encloses, let's say, like, 6-block radius.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that, you can carry stuff on the Sabbath. Because you're not moving from a public to a private or a private to a public. Everything's private. Because it's in the fishing line.
It's a fishing line. And yeah. And the way, like, that they get around it is, it was blessed by a rabbi.
And every morning, on the Sabbath, he has to go check to make sure that none of it's broken.
I thought it was, like, 2 days before.
Oh,
I think
it was
going to Thursday. There's, like, 3 main rabbis that rotate.
Yeah, and they have, like, a repair
There's
people
a maintenance
for the line.
Crew. And I think, it costs them, like, $100,000 a year
yeah.
to maintain
this line.
Fishing line.
Yeah.
If you...
She's like, just don't do it. How about that?
Just be a normal human being and don't be an asshole.
If you're going to go through that much trouble to break a rule
right.
or not break it in your mind, then just don't do that.
Exactly.
It's like, I've heard also that you can, like, they can, like, basically hire someone who isn't of the faith to, like, do certain tasks for them they can't do during that day, like turn lights on and off and stuff like that. It's like, then just fucking turn the light on.
You're not going to go to hell for turning on a light.
It's like
that. That you do 6 days out of the week.
Do you think God cares that you turn the light on?
No. No.
Yeah. If you believe that there's somebody up there watching you at all times and they're like, you better not turn that light on or I'm sending you straight to hell. It's just dumb.
It is so dumb. And look, if you guys are of a religious faith, like, that's great, and you practice, that's fine, but we just don't understand.
Yeah, and like, I'm totally fine with it. If those are the rules of your faith, and you feel like that's how you want to live your life because that makes you a better person, then just fucking do it. Don't come up with loopholes. That's what annoys me.
Exactly.
It's like, you know it's bullshit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and that fishing line is what's holding your psyche together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. It's dumb. So I don't know really how to segue to the next thing that really pisses me off. But you know what really pisses me off? You know, like, you get those social media videos about stuff. Like, you post a lot of things online about, like, you know, the cute dog, cute puppies.
Yeah.
The one thing that...
Cat that fist bumps.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Or, like, you know, just, like, little, like, humanitarian stories.
Yeah.
So you get sucked into a story that, you know, that automatically plays if you're on yours. You're looking at your feed or whatever, and it starts to play, and you're like, oh,
like, this is a three-legged dog Skippy that we saved from a used car lot.
Right. So then you click on the volume so you can hear the music or whatever. Yeah. So you're like, you're really into it, and then it gets to like a good part where you're like the middle, and then the stupid ad plays.
Oh yeah, now that's a big thing, the stupid ad.
Like, okay, and then you're like, you're so pissed off because now you're into the story and now you gotta wait for the stupid fucking 30-second ad to play to finish the goddamn story.
Yeah.
That drives me up a fucking wall. You know what? You have ads everywhere. There's ads on, like, whatever email.
There's ads within your feed of Facebook already.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Based on your searching history.
I don't need any more.
I know.
Don't need it.
I think it's like, it must be something with the Facebook marketing where, like, the people who post these, like, you know, viral videos must get, like, a cut of the ad revenue.
I guess.
But whatever. It's usually, like, a bigger site that has it, like, you know, like, Mashable or something like that.
I mean, and to me, I don't know if anybody else feels this way. Like, I'm not going to watch any videos again. Then guess what? You're not going to get my eyeballs looking at your stupid ads.
I've turned it off because I'm like, you know, I can't watch this ad. Or, like, if I go to those sites where, that's the worst on Facebook, where you go to the site and it's, like, you know, 15 disturbing facts in history, and you're like, okay. And then, like, every paragraph you have to click a button to go to the other page because they want you to click as many times as you can on their page.
Right.
Guess what I do? If it's a news story or something, I just take the names and the title and I search it and I find the story on another site where I don't have to click that bullshit.
Oh.
I'm like, that would interest me, but I'm not clicking on your fucking clicky clickety clicks.
So, yeah, click you.
So I'm gonna go to a click-free zone.
That's kind of brilliant. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah, most of them have
it. Going to.
Yeah, because most things that are like, unless it's like a BuzzFeed list, which they don't do that.
No, they don't.
Clicky bullshit.
Right.
It's like some other site has it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna take the extra time to open up a new tab, to Google myself.
Yeah.
And then put that in there.
Yeah.
Fuck you, clickables. God, I fucking hate that. Go ahead.
You know what I hate?
What?
Trains. That's it. We've had enough of them. Let's move on. How old is this technology? They're just shit.
We're bringing coal back, bitch!
Like, get Elon Musk in here and get that Hyperloop thing going on through everywhere.
Oh my god, that because would be fucking amazing.
Trains are the worst. They're like probably, they must be the most archaic transportation we still use today. Is a train.
Well, okay, so why are you pissed off at trains? Like, did you get stuck at the train stuff?
Well, first off, it stopped me from seeing Denise.
That's true, it did.
Yeah.
It did. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah. So, fuck trains for that. Now that we're having the summer of hell here because all the tracks are being fixed. There hasn't been one time where I took a train where it's been a good experience. It's usually, like, the train's always fucking late.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a million fucking stops. It takes, like, twice as long as a bus, which sounds insane. Why would it?
Mm-hmm.
They're always breaking down. Amtrak fucks everything up here.
Of course they do.
And, like, they derail. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just horrible technology. Like, mm-hmm. they just need to be gone. Like, but
if you think about it, it's really, like, the CEOs keep giving themselves bonuses. Huh? So the money that really should go into infrastructure and making the trains better, they're not investing in it because they just want the money for themselves, like, but yet they keep raising the rates on the consumers that need to use the train.
Like, how much have trains really changed? Like,
they haven't.
It's been the fucking same crappy technology, a rail with, like, fucking metal wheels attached to it. I mean, sometimes there's, like, you know, now we have, like,
The ones here are electric.
Yeah, they're electric or they're power. That's about it. I mean, like, we should have a thing where we're, like, floating on fucking magnets and shooting around and shit. Like, we have roller coasters that do that. Why can't we have a fucking train that does that?
Are there roller coasters that do that?
Yeah, there's roller coasters that are powered by high-powered magnets. They're not actually, like, touching the track. They, like, float slightly above it. It's like, you know, when you have two magnets that resist each other.
Right, that's kind of...
And that's what it accelerates, like, at a way faster rate than any roller coaster that's just on a normal track.
I don't know if I'd want to get on that. I'd be a little bit afraid that...
I don't know if there's any in the U.S., but...
Oh, okay.
I'd have to look it up, but I've watched roller coasters terrify me, so I'd never get on any of them. But these things, like, literally, like, you know, like, when you're slowly going up, like, tick, 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 this thing's like, phew!
Oh, my God.
Like, it doesn't even need a hill. Like, it's just like, here we fucking go! Because just the way the magnets just propel it.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think it just can just go like that on a straight track.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll make a train like that. Be like, oh, I'm at work.
Right.
How awesome would your commute be if you got on a train and it just shot you fucking there?
Why can't you beam people there now?
I know.
Like, how many times? You were beaming people in Star Trek in the 60s. 2017.
Yeah.
Can we not have this technology?
I don't know. And I want the technology in Star Trek where, like, you're in a virtual world that's, like, almost real. Although I think society would just break down. Like, everyone would just be in the virtual world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would
especially
be ridiculous.
Especially if you can bone. Forget it.
Yeah, but how would you make...
No one would be married. Everyone would get divorced.
How would you make any money, though? I mean, you'd have to eventually come out of that world and go to work at some point.
I guess, unless this just becomes a desolate landscape where we all just have things strapped to our heads.
Oh, my God.
That's how the world's gonna end.
Jesus.
I don't want from trains to that, but it did.
I'm ready for North Korea to blow us up. Just, I'm ready. I'm done.
Start with the train tracks.
Yes. But with the train tracks, and we all know it's probably a bunch of rich, privileged white people that are, you know, controlling the train and whatnot. That's what also pisses me off about rich, privileged white people. You ready for this? Namely, Jenna Bush Hager.
Oh.
She needs to go away. And you know what? Don't try to be hip. Don't try to be cool. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes she fills in on the Today Show. Like, she filled in
for... Yeah, she's on there a lot.
She filled in for Hoda
mm-hmm.
when she was on maternity leave.
Hoda! She got drunk?
Instead. No, but Flo Rida was on. And he was singing his new song.
That's how you know that Flo Rida has just become, like, just shit because of your fucking Today Show.
The tenth hour of the Today Show.
Yeah, exactly.
But basically, his song, you know, was like, you know, I'm only here for the cake. That song.
Okay.
It's about pussy. He's only there for the pussy.
Yes.
Well, here comes Jenna Bush Hager. Trying to be all cool. She's like, I'm just here for the cake. Like, oh, bitch. Like, just don't. Just stop yourself. And I think, like...
She probably likes cake by the ocean, too.
Probably, not realizing that it's pussy. And the icing's cum, you stupid bitch. God. And then, you know, when she was... They were... I think NBC covers the Golden Globes.
Uh-huh.
So they have all their stupid correspondents. And then, you know, talking to the Hidden Figures ladies... I think it might have been Pharrell she was talking to, and she's like, yeah, you did the soundtrack for Hidden Fences.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
a big
like,
thing.
Oh, you moron.
Oh, the black movie mix-ups.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, Moonlight Fences hidden. Like, what? You just combine all these titles. What's wrong
exactly.
with you?
Exactly. So
it's like there's literally three movies. You can't keep track of what their names are?
Like, you don't take the time, like... You are too busy to take the time to actually get it fucking right.
And I'm sure it's written down on a teleprompter. Or a card or something.
When my nipple itches, that bothers me too.
Sorry, I was masturbating to your name.
I guess so. Oh, I did put my titties in her face last night.
Yeah.
I motorboated her a little bit.
Who?
Your wife.
Oh. Yeah, well.
She liked it.
I'm sure.
Was it because she's a pervert?
She probably didn't.
Oh, okay.
She's crying
now. No, she's not.
She liked it.
No, she didn't. Yeah. But, like, take the fucking time to research stuff. And don't think it's above you because of who you are and what your assignment is. You know, and someone really should have informed her, like, this is exactly what this song is about. So you choose what you do with that. So you go out on TV and you're like, I'm just here for the cake.
Yeah.
I'm doing my white girl two-step.
Yeah.
Bitch, please. You need to stop. You just, so white privilege annoys the shit out of me.
Uh-huh.
Hate it. And that's basically how we got Trump.
Speaking of, there's a new trend with white girls.
Oh, what is it?
Appropriating black music with ukuleles. White girls need to stop that.
Oh, God.
It's like Beyonce covers on a ukulele.
Come on!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Just all over the internet.
I like the ukulele, but just pick any
song. Well, white girls ruined it.
Oh, great.
White girls have ruined the ukulele.
We suck.
Yeah.
We really suck. And you know what? It's very interesting. Like, I hate all the hate on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I know this is, like, fact number four, I guess, for me.
I don't care.
But...
It
really stems from, like, the white girls playing, taking, I guess, like, African-American artist songs and remixing them to ukuleles. Okay, great. Like, have you seen Procter & Gamble with their new ads? Have you heard about this?
Sort of,
It's called The Talk.
Yeah, it's like they're having racial discussions, like, don't get shot by police.
Yeah.
Because they're horrible.
Right.
And what does that have to do with Procter & Gamble products?
It doesn't, but I guess, like, they're starting the racial talk, which is, people need to be aware that African-American families are having this discussion. I personally think that, one, it's great, and two, I was actually sad that we even have to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But yet, a conservative website got a hold of it, and of course, all the remarks are so fucking racist.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all white people saying, like, well, we don't need to have this. What is Procter & Gamble trying to say with all this talk? Whatever. Like,
well, this is true to life. This is what people have to
like,
do.
Like, I'm not racist. I have tons of black friends. Okay, you know what? When you make that comment, you're racist.
Yeah, exactly. And first off, you're stupid, because if you have tons of black friends, you'd know that they have to have this conversation.
Exactly. And it's just like, you know what? Why don't you get out of your little bubble and take a step back and look at these other families and think, oh my God. They have been going through this since the beginning of time.
Like, if you
thanks have... to your probably ancestors, so shut the fuck up.
Imagine getting pregnant and then finding out you're having a boy, and that kind of makes you a little sad, because you know that, like, you're going to have to worry way more, and you're going to have to have a conversation about with him that, like, when he's probably 12, he's going to be viewed as a threat.
Yeah, if he wears a hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, anybody can wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
But
like, like, you don't realize that you have to have conversations about what you're wearing when you leave the house, how you talk to people, how you walk around, what you're keeping your hands out of your pockets. Like, these are things that, like, should not be have to happen, but that these are real conversations.
They are real conversations.
Yeah.
And people need to be aware of these conversations.
Because it's so beyond our scope
that
people can't handle it. Like, they can't empathize with or think that that's a possibility.
Right, or they take offense to a thing like, you know, Procter & Gamble was calling them out, calling them racist. It's like, no, they're making you want you to be aware that this is what's going on so you can possibly be a better person.
It's like, well, I don't think a 16-year-old black boy in a hoodie with his hands in his pockets is a threat. It's like, yeah, maybe you think you don't, but most of society does.
Right, exactly.
So just because you feel that way doesn't mean you've solved racism. Like, shut the fuck up.
Right. And then a woman tweeted, an African-American woman, she was driving cross country with her two kids, and I believe she was in Texas and stopped at a Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
And I mean, like, and it was decorated, like, Cracker Barrel's a little...
So her first decision right off the bat was wrong.
just to stop at a Cracker Barrel.
Just anybody's decision.
But I guess at the same time, she's thinking, I'm an American. I should be allowed to go eat wherever I want.
I'm not even talking about her being black. I'm just the fact that it's Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's true.
I understand, because that is one of those iconic road trip type stop places.
It is. And, Cracker Barrel. It's very... It's decorated,
wholesome,
very
American food.
It's decorated Americana.
Yeah, a little shop. Everything smells like fucking potpourri in there.
Right.
Okay.
So she walks in, and I guess basically it's full of white people with cowboy hats.
Okay.
And she tweeted, I mean, it was a joke tweet in a sense, but also stemming from, I'm even scared.
I know.
Walking in with Pauline, walking into a room full of white people.
Yeah, I know.
Because you don't know what their thoughts are regarding gays. Like, I don't need to hear this shit.
Yeah.
You know? So she walked in, And basically, she's like, stopped at a Cracker Barrel for the first time. I wonder if these whites are going to let me leave.
That's a good one.
Right? And I mean, so she just got so much hate thrown at her.
Why?
On Twitter and on Facebook. You know, people are calling her, it's like reverse racism.
Oh, come
it's
on.
Like, get out of
There's
here.
There's no such thing. It's stupid.
But what's really fucking crazy, I think I might have sent this to you. Twitter actually went after the people that they threatened to beat the shit out of her. They threatened to rape her.
You're like, this is proving my statement.
Right, exactly. Like, and they're like, you know, you should go die. It's like,
oh, okay.
So Twitter banned the people that were spewing the hate towards her.
Yeah.
Facebook, however, allowed the abuse to take place and banned her for a few days.
What?
So it's like,
Twitter
and Facebook need to work on their bullying skills. Yeah, Twitter, at least, is on it. Facebook, they...
As soon as
they
you threaten someone, you should not be allowed on a social media platform.
I agree. Social media...
You should be taken seriously. You don't know if somebody's serious or not. It's quite easy to find somebody on the internet.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if they really wanted to find this lady and do what they said they were doing, it's a possibility.
It is a possibility.
They should be banned.
Yeah.
They should have a police officer visit their home. Maybe we should start doing that. Just have somebody who's, like, a task force that just goes to people's houses and it's like, oh, you're gonna murder this person? Let's have a chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see how fast you stop writing shit like that on the internet.
Like, we're gonna, we got a call that you threatened to kill and rape somebody.
Yeah.
We're gonna go downtown and I'm gonna book you.
Exactly.
So, let's have a talk about this.
Yeah.
And then I have a warrant to search your computer to see how much other hate you're spewing.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else is on there. What else have you been looking at?
Could you imagine? I mean, like, that would be a holy fucking... shit show because people are like, it's free speech.
Yeah.
First Amendment.
I mean, have I been an asshole on the internet? Yes, but I've never threatened someone's life.
No, exactly.
I've been as much of an asshole as I would be to their face.
Yeah, which is fine. So like if you're gonna own your assholism, own it. That's fine. But just don't cross the line where like I'm gonna rape you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill you.
Just don't. Nowadays people are so stupid they like do with like it's on an account where their like Facebook profile's attached to it.
Right.
It's like, you have all your fucking information right there.
Exactly. But then I think when, you know, people like us read it and we get angry and we go after the trolls that are threatening this person, you know, those trolls end up changing their Facebook picture to kind of like blend in with all the other like John Smiths
that are on.
So you're not sure which one it was because she took screen grabs of all of it.
Okay.
So the picture that was there, it's not there anymore. So you can't, you don't know who it might have been.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are like people that come to her, you know, defense, which is great. But it's like...
It's like it's a fucking joke, too. Like, come on.
Right. Because, I mean, I, like as
that's
I said,
funny.
I think that way.
Plus, it's just funny.
It is. People need to laugh a little more. So, anyway, I am done bitching because it's going to make me so angry if I keep going. I just can't.
So, don't join a religion.
Nope.
Don't go to Cracker Barrel.
Nope.
It's not worth it.
Nope.
I always feel sick after I leave there.
And don't try to be all hip if you're Jenna Hagerbush. Just don't
be a bush. Stay out the bushes.
I like bushes. I don't want to stay out of them. I like them. Damn it.
You and spicy.
Yeah. Rag it up, ladies.